Joining us in the studio at this time, we have Tanya Marco, who is the executive director of ADVOCAP. I would not know what that acronym is.
It's not really an acronym.
Do you have any idea?
So it stands for advocacy, because we advocate for low-income people, and then CAP means Community Action Program. So it's okay. A combination of those two.
I think it's easier just to say ADVOCAP.
It is.
But can you draw that microphone just a little bit closer to you? There you go. All right. So recently there was a press conference at your offices in Fond du Lac.
Yes.
And that was to more or less highlight the OAKS, or opioid aid kits.
It's overdose aid kit. Yep.
Aid kits. Yep. Okay. I guess I got a little carried away with the O there, but speaking of acronyms. Now, if you could tell us what's included in these kits, I believe there's naloxone, or what we commonly known as Narcan.
Correct.
And then there's also fentanyl test strips in the kits?
Correct. Those are the two main things. There's also a lot of information in the kits that provide how to use the Narcan, where to go for help, and stuff like that. There's a lot of resources in there. But the main components of the kit are the Narcan, which you need to use if you've overdosed on opioids, and it reverses the opioid use part of it, which kind of rejuvenates your body back into working again. So that's the life-saving piece in the kit. There's also fentanyl strips in there. So if you feel like you have come across fentanyl, or you're not sure if there's fentanyl in the drug that you're taking, or on any kind of residue or anything like that, you can test for that to see if the fentanyl is actually there, so that you can dispose of it correctly.
Okay, and I believe you told me while we were just doing a little prep here that, what, you have 8 kits now out there in the community?
Yeah, so that last week we installed 8 OAK kits in the Fond du Lac area. Do you want me to list who they are?
Oh, sure, go
okay.
ahead. Yeah.
So Brothertown, Indian Nation, Rainbow Bridge, Critter Junction, Holy Family Warming Shelter, ADVOCAP, Beacon House, Hope Lutheran Church, and Sipple Funeral Home. Also, the Gratitude Club had kits already in place.
And they're a recovery program. So
they are.
It kind of makes sense to have.
It does. Yep. Just in case.
There.
Yep.
But now you have 2 kits at ADVOCAP. Tell us about that.
Correct. So we placed one in the lobby. It was important to have accessibility to the kit, where people could come in and leave without any judgment, without any questions, because it's a life-saving item. Like, so we don't want to bog that system down with questions or comments, or, you know, fill out this form or anything like that. You come in, you can grab it, no questions asked, no judgment. I also want to place a kit in the back porch area of ADVOCAP, and get a temperature control box for it so that it is accessible 24/7. The kit in the lobby is only accessible during operation hours. So I feel like it's more important to have something that's more accessible 24/7, because overdoses can happen any time of the day. So you may need that at any time during the day. So it would be important to have that accessibility.
Now, if somebody is interested in getting one of these kits for their business or organization, because you were talking about the Fond du Lac area, but if you wanted to get one and you're located in Fond du Lac County, how do you go about doing that?
So the Fond du Lac County Health Department has them, has all the information on them. They could obviously get a hold of me, and then I can kind of connect them. I did kind of poke around on the Fond du Lac County website a little bit, and it's a little bit hard to kind of navigate. So if a business is interested in having a kit, and just a reminder, these kits are not free. They are sponsored. They're sponsored and paid for by family members who have fundraised money, donated their own money towards these kits. Each kit costs $225.
Ooh.
So each family member has donated these kits to these organizations. So they, you know, they're not free per se. They're free to the company bringing them in, but there is a cost attached to that. Our kit was sponsored by a retired Head Start teacher with AdvoCap, actually. And she lost her son to a fentanyl overdose. It was not an intentional overdose. It was her son's drugs were laced with fentanyl. He didn't know that, and he took too much and ended up dying. So she is a huge advocate for getting Narcan out there for instances like this where, you know, you didn't know, and now you're overdosing, and you have no way of accessing Narcan. Mm-hmm. So she sponsored our box at AdvoCap.
Now, this was created by the Clinton Foundation,
yes, isn't it? Yes, Bill Clinton, President Bill Clinton's foundation.
And it was Jessica Jeske,
yes,
I believe, was at the press conference talking about this.
Yep, and she is a recovering addict, and you'll see that throughout, you know, a lot of the advocacy are people that have recovered, parents that have lost loved ones, grandparents that have lost loved ones. This hits home. It's kind of hits you out of the blue, so there's a lot of passion there behind these kits.
And opioid overdoses have kind of become the modern day cancer in that everyone knows someone that has been affected by this in some shape or fashion.
Unfortunately, yes. But I feel we're getting statistics from this last year, and I feel that the Narcan kits and having Narcan out there is helping. I think you're going to start seeing a decline in the deaths of overdose.
Okay. While we have you here, because we have the opportunity, mm-hmm. we also want to hit something else. And that is the Opportunity Center that opened up at AdvoCap just recently.
Yes.
Tell us about that, who that's for, and what the opportunity is there, if you would.
Yeah. So we had some additional space at our Fond du Lac office, and we, you know, been brainstorming ideas of things that we can do with that space. And the homeless population obviously is growing. And, you know, there were needs that were arising out of that population that we weren't able to address until now. The Opportunity Center isn't just a center for homeless individuals. It's a center for anybody that really needs to navigate the system, right? Like, they don't know how to get food share. They don't know how to apply for Social Security. They don't know how to get a cell phone. They don't know how to just get mail because they're homeless. Like, we have mailboxes now in the Opportunity Center so people can get mail. So it's just trying to help people navigate that system that is the barrier to being self-sufficient. We're just finding a lot of need there. I was opening the center thinking we would get maybe a handful of people in every day. We have served over 100 people in 6 weeks. That is crazy to me on how wide and the need is out there and how many people are hurting and just can't get the connections that we need. We just had a huge success yesterday, I think. One of our participants got a job. That's a huge success for us. We're working with them, working with local employers, trying to get our people jobs so that they can, you know, become self-sufficient. We're helping connect them with health care. Mental health is really big. A lot of the people we're seeing are elderly. The Social Security hasn't kept up with living expenses, so they're finding themselves homeless. These people have worked their entire lives and are living on Social Security, and they're not able to take care of themselves any longer. And that's heartbreaking for me. We should be taking care of our people. And these aren't lazy people. They're not drug addicts. They're not alcoholics. They are truly hardworking people that just are falling through the cracks.
I think one of the things I heard in the last couple of years is that there are a number of people out there that are only one paycheck away from being homeless.
Yes, I say that all the time. We're all one life event away from being low income, on the streets, homeless. Everybody is at risk right now. It's a really tough place right now to live.
So how do people take advantage of the Opportunity Center? Do they just walk in? Or?
Yep, it's a walk-in center. You don't have to pre-register. You can just drop in. We are open from Monday through Friday, 9 to 3. We have case managers on site ready to help you navigate whatever you need help with, whether it's a job, getting a car repair, you just need boots, you don't have work attire. Just whatever barrier that is, we're there and willing to help out as best we can. And if we're not able to provide the service, we'll definitely help you connect to that service.
And so people know, where are you located in Fond du Lac?
In Fond du Lac, we're located at 19 West 1st Street. So we're on the corner of 1st and Macy. And the Opportunity Center is located in the rear entrance.
It's kind of one of the main drags there.
So, yes. Yeah. Yes. We're in the heart of Fond du Lac, so it's a perfect location.
Not too far from the government center, I believe.
Nope. So. We're a couple blocks away. Yep.
Okay. Tanya, thank you very much for visiting with us today.
Thank you for having
Appreciate
me, Bob.
Appreciate finding out more about the Oak Kits and the Opportunity Center.
Thank you very much.
That is Tanya Marco, who is the executive director of AdvoCap in Fond du Lac. We appreciate her joining us this morning.